Stop poking me. I'm trying to read. What am I reading? I've been right here in front of you for 2 hours. The book's right here. Use your eyes. It's a murder mystery. I don't know who did it yet. But I have my suspicions. It's either the sister or the sketchy neighbor. You can't go making guesses when you haven't even read the first page. Okay, well, I will let you know if your guess is correct. I'm never gonna find out who the killer is if you keep poking me. What do you want? If you're bored, then go on your phone. Okay, then go for a walk. Then, look, there's a playground right there. Go make some friends. Okay, what do you want me to do? I'm not a circus monkey. I don't know how to entertain you. Okay, well, allow me to put my book down first, because I don't see myself finishing it anytime soon. Let's play Would You Rather. Okay, well, would you rather play Would You Rather or have me go back to reading my book? That's what I thought. Okay, so I will start. Would you rather get shot in the shoulder or have two of your fingers chopped off? I'm reading a murder mystery. Those were the first things to come to mind. Yes. You can reattach the fingers. Okay, good decision. Good decision. Your turn. Personal maid or personal chef? Okay, that's a good question. I wish I were actually facing this decision because that would be nice. I think a personal chef. I mean, a maid would be nice, but I hate when my stuff gets misplaced. I don't like the idea of other people cleaning my room because I'm very particular about where my things go. And I feel like a maid would always be lurking around, eavesdropping, but a chef would just mind their own business and stick strictly to the kitchen area. Because that's always how it is in movies. My turn. Would you rather spend a week in the forest or a night in a real haunted house? Kate, you were supposed to really think about that one. It's a hard decision. I mean, a week in the forest. You could get bitten by stuff. You could get eaten by a bear. You could run out of food. But with a haunted house, you could get terrorized over and over, and then if you die there, you're stuck haunting the house for eternity with all the other ghosts. I'm pretty sure that's how it works, yeah. Your turn. Would I rather die before or after my significant other? Come on, that's so depressing. Wow, okay. I guess I would rather die before. 'Cause I'm selfish. That kind of loss is just way too... I don't think I could handle it. To devote your life to someone and spend so many years with them, and then, boom, they're gone. I'd have forgotten how to live without them, you know? Take me and you, for example. We've known each other since kindergarten, and I'm so used to having you in my life that if you just weren't all of a sudden, I don't think I'd be able to function. Sorry, whose turn is it? Your turn? Right, my turn. Okay, after that question, I don't know what to ask. You really raised the bar there, good job. solve world hunger or global warming? I'm kidding, don't answer that. That wasn't my actual question. Would you rather risk ruining a good thing, but there's potential that it could work out really well? Or keep things the way they are because it's simple and easy and uncomplicated? Sorry, no, I'll think of another question. Okay. So, what would you do? I mean, which would you choose if you were in that hypothetical situation? Good answer. No, yeah, I agree. Risks are good, risks are healthy. You gotta try, right? So, your turn. Ask my ex for a favor or ask a total stranger for a favor? Ooh. Well, okay, to be fair, I don't even have an ex, so I'm not qualified to answer this question. What? He wasn't an ex? That kid from geometry? We never dated. What are you talking about? We never dated. Well, you're mistaken. It was more of like a, we were just talking briefly, never went anywhere. 'Cause I didn't like him like that. 'Cause he wasn't my type. Are we gonna keep playing this game or not? 'Cause it's my turn. Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader? It's a perfectly serious question. Okay, but imagine this. You're like leaning in for a kiss, right? And you're this close in front of them, and it's the perfect moment, and then you... That would suck. Tell me that wouldn't suck. Okay, your turn. Ask me a question, and make it less intense this time. Explore space or the ocean? Space or the ocean? The ocean, hands down. Because you can't play mermaids in space. Would you rather be invisible or be able to fly? Me too. Your turn. Predict the future, definitely. 'Cause I don't want to be able to read minds. Well, first of all, that's a total invasion of people's privacy. Second, sometimes I want to be spared of what people are actually thinking. 'Cause what if it's about me and it hurts my feelings? I'm very sensitive, you know this. Would you rather get your feet out of my face or be pushed out of this hammock? Good choice. Thank you. No, that was a joke. That wasn't my actual turn. Okay. Would you rather kiss your best friend or kiss your high school math teacher? What? I mean, what? Your high school math teacher was hot. She had the whole sexy librarian thing going. So, who will it be? Best friend or sexy math teacher? Sorry. It was supposed to be funny. Just skip this turn. Your turn. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for choosing me. Not gonna lie, my self-esteem took a bit of a blow considering how you had to think about it, but... No, I know, I'm kidding. It's okay. It was a weird question. I don't know. Oh, okay. So I just caught you off guard then. You don't have to apologize. Let's move on. Next question. You're really not gonna let this go? I didn't mean anything by it, honest. I was just kidding around. I said the first thing that popped into my head. It's okay that you took a moment to answer. In fact, it would be okay if you chose your math teacher. She is really hot. I'm not blushing. It was a completely hypothetical question. I didn't even mean me specifically. I meant a best friend in general. Thank you. You're my best friend too. But I didn't mean to actually make you choose. I assure you, my self-esteem is fine. So, are we good? Can we move along now? It's your turn, not mine. Would I rather kiss the sidewalk or kiss my best friend, really? Now you're just making fun of me. You know how much dirt and bacteria is on that sidewalk? Definitely my best friend. You have to admit, kissing that sidewalk would be pretty disgusting. So what would you choose, Good answer. But you know, how do I know you're not just saying that? If only I had mind-reading superpowers. Maybe you should prove it then. I said maybe you should prove it. Prove you'd kiss me. Now look who's blushing. If you won't prove it, I will. So, ranking-wise, was that better than kissing a sidewalk? You flatter me, thanks. Would you rather we pretend like that never happened, or I kiss you again? Okay, so the latter, I take it. Are you worried? That things will be weird between us now? No, you're right. Let's not think about that. Hey, this is a public park. So there are children here. So it's probably best we keep this PG, right? Don't bite your lip like that, good God. You're making this a lot more difficult than it has to be. Hand me my book. Because I need a distraction. Yes, from you. This book acts as a barrier. Got it? It was the sketchy neighbor. I knew it. No, I just said that to get you to shut up. Oh, really? Tell me, how else can I get you to shut up? Don't tempt me.